What's up, everybody? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I am Tali, and this is The Void. And so I will be your guide to our next journey of audio exploration for the next hour. I know it's kind of crazy that I'm here, popping up at 12. I was at 1, usually I'm at 4, but there's going to be a lot of that. I'm kind of like LeVar Ball 2 years ago. I'm just popping up all over the place. So today, unfortunately, our pre-scheduled interview decided not to show up. He said he didn't want to be interviewed on a show run by a prepubescent chipmunk. And to that, Mr. Prime Minister, I say, I am not prepubescent. I hit puberty a while ago. Anyway, we got a pretty good show for you today. It's going to be a little different because I get tired of finding clean rap songs. So we're going to be listening to, it's going to be half trap and half whatever pop slash indie stuff that I have been listening to recently. Norman Effing Rockwell will make an appearance. Some other stuff. I think a Selena Gomez song I have ready. We'll see. I have to figure it out. But first, speaking of Selena Gomez, let's launch right into our first segment, which is The Void Recommends. And today it's Selena Gomez's Rare. Came out 2 weeks ago. It is fantastic. It is one of my favorite albums of the year, because it's been 2 weeks of the year. But even if it hadn't been, I think that this will be an album with some staying power. I think it's a really interesting album. I was reading several reviews of it, and one of them made this point, I think it was on The Ringer, that for an album that was written by 25 different people with just so many different producers and people with their hands in it, it's very consistent the entire way through. And listening through it it feels like one continuous experience, which I very much value. Especially as someone who listens to mostly trap, where albums are more like just bundles of music being released that usually don't have any tie together aside from the fact that they were made at a similar time and by the same artist. But, you know, that's just kind of how those albums work. So when you listen to something that does sound sort of sonically similar and like it's something that somebody thought about and that it all works together, that's really refreshing. So I really, really liked the way that all the songs blended together. And not only that, I really liked that they all had a similar vibe and a similar theme. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I forgot. I'm joined by my producer, as I always am, Mike. Say hi. Oh, he doesn't want to say hi. His tongue has been cut off, so that's a real shame. I guess he's not going to say anything. He's just going to hold up cue cards, and I'll read them. Well, I can't say that on air. Never mind. Anyway, so I very much recommend the new Selena Gomez album. She has a very particular style. I think she gets overlooked. And I think part of the reason for that is that she doesn't have the enormous personality that you maybe need for a pop star. And I think the other part of that is what's really interesting about her is she makes truly unsing-alongable pop music. Like, it's not catchy, is what I would say. Some of them, I really enjoy listening to her. But for the most part, there aren't Selena Gomez songs that are like, yeah, I love the hook. I love just bopping to the hook. Or I love just singing along to the hook. And catchability, sing-alongability, I think are incredibly, incredibly important when it comes to a pop song. And to a pop artist. So I think that's part of the reason she doesn't have as much attention. I think another part of the reason is she kind of came on late to the pop, to the early 2010s when pop of that kind dominated. And so she came on too late to get swept up in that wave, but then she came on a little too early so that she was still included with them, even if she didn't get any of the success. So she was still lumped in with those artists like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, who, one, I don't like, but two, are not really sonically very similar to her. They have totally, totally different styles. So I think she gets hurt that way too. I think also she wasn't very consistent with dropping music. It's been 3 years since her last album, I think. But this was just a grand return to form and very exciting for all of us. But This just makes me look even more forward to anything she does further. She's got such a specific style that sort of, the voice is too perfect. It's so obvious. It's been smoothed out with a computer, and yet that makes it better. And everything just sounds so artificial, and yet it's like listening to a beautiful robot, I think is how I would describe listening to her. And for me, that's something I really enjoy. I know that is not everybody's favorite thing, but I love a beautiful robot, so I love her. Next up, Mikey hit that drop for our new segment. He doesn't want to. He's pissed about the thing I said earlier. So I'll just do it. It's time for Complaint Corner. This is the segment where I just complain about something. And nobody can do anything about it because I'm alone in a radio studio with nobody listening, which is very exciting. Actually, it's 12:06, so there might be like 3 or 4 people listening. What up? Anyway, today on Complaint Corner. So I started... Let me tell you a story. So I've started taking creative writing as a Tufts student. And I mean, it's been one class. It was one of the 2.5-hour classes. It's been one class. Here's the thing. I think it's going to be a good class. But the problem that I have with short stories, especially with the modern way of writing short stories, is that just because you repeat something that was said earlier in the story does not make it suddenly profound. And I just think it irks me that with writing short stories, you can take so many cuts to suggest that something is meaningful or interesting, or that you have something meaningful or interesting to say. And yet in reality, all you're doing is sort of providing the suggestion of something like that, and then letting people who are easily swept up in that trick themselves into thinking you're saying something. So what do I mean? Well, we read a story called Fly Ahead, or Fly Already, I should say, by an Israeli author whose name escapes me. It was a really, really good story. I had very little gripe with it. I really enjoyed reading it. But it ends with this man is sitting with his son, and with this woman, they're getting ice cream, and the woman says, "Oh, your son is so cute." And then the author repeats, "He really is cute." That's not profound. There's no meaning there. All you've done is repeat something that doesn't really have anything to do with the story, but because it's repetitive, I think it is supposed to add meaning. This was also in a story called The Era that we had to read that was the first story in the collection of 2019 best story short stories. And now, I didn't read all the short stories from 2019, so I can't judge them. So maybe The Era is one of the best short stories from 2019. But the premise, while interesting, was not super unique, and the ending was just, I'm going to repeat something that means nothing from the middle of the story. And you can't just repeat something and expect that to make it a good thing. And I think there's a lot of that with short stories nowadays, because you can kind of just imitate whatever other people are doing, and it can come off as what you're doing is brilliant. This is helpful for me because I have to turn in a short story and I get graded on it. So I can just pretend to be deep if I don't have anything going for me, and boom, voila, I've created great art. But in reality, that's not, or in terms of meaningfulness, if I don't actually have anything to say, then all I've done is create the appearance of having something to say, and actually you've gained no value from reading my story. Here's a little step-by-step guide to creating that feeling. Center your story in description. If your story is about description with the characters sprinkled in, like you focus on an object, is what that object looks like. But don't describe it really, really flowery language. Describe it in clipped sentence fragments that equate it to things in the real world, like other things in the real world, and that make it seem old or unattractive. That's one way to make your stories seem meaningful. Don't make sure you break it into a bunch of little scenes, or have it all be one really, really long scene. Make your tone as bleak as possible so that there's no emotion coming out of the writing, so that your writer will, so that the reader will think, well, it's not that they're bad at writing, it's that they've gone for this bleak tone to reflect the bleak world that we live in. So these are all great ways for one to create a great story. And you are welcome. And if you want to get published in The New Yorker or in 2019 Best Short Stories books, you have me to thank. At the Void, Tolly. And finally, we move on to our final segment. That's right, we have three segments now. It's very exciting. We're really moving up in the world. New time slot. Well, it's not gonna, probably not going to be this time slot, but I will be getting a new time slot. New segments, new attitude, new everything. Our final segment, as loyal fans know, is Shouting Into the Void. It's just me and Mikey in here, so we will be shouting together. You won't hear him. It'll be sort of, he'll be more of a guttery rasp off of the mic, but I'll be talking. And today, I think our subject is going to be a little talking about the rules for dating between ages. So what does that mean? Well, there's something icky about dating someone with a huge age gap, just on a gut feeling. I think people have that gut feeling. But I wanted, in thinking about this, I wanted to quantify it. I wanted to put in procedures that would allow someone to know whether or not it was something icky. Because it can be something good. And I don't want to prejudice or dismiss offhand people who have valid relationships just because I have some sort of knee-jerk feeling. So I wanted to provide some ground rules, have an idea of what healthy looks like and what bad looks like. So I've created four principles and then the golden rule to guide this sort of thing. Golden rule is very simple. If you're in high school, don't date people who aren't in high school. That's just like an easy one. You can have it for free. The golden rule of this age dating situation, don't date someone in high school if you're not in high school, and don't date someone not in high school if you're in high school. You are in a totally weird growing period of your life, and you shouldn't be doing that sort of thing. So don't do that. That's the golden rule. Then the first principle. This is a good principle. They're all good principles because I made them. The first principle is power dynamics. If you, for some reason, if there's an imbalance of power because the other person is older and they make all the decisions and it's because of their age and the younger person makes none of the decisions and is secondary in the relationship, then that is not a healthy relationship and is discarded based on these rules. That's the first principle. Second principle, if one of you thinks it's weird, then it's weird. So if you think there's a problem because of the age difference, there's probably a problem because of the age difference. That's principle number two. Now, the first two principles don't have fun names. The second two principles have names that I won't explain because of personal reasons. So principle number three, the Roth principle. If your friends spend time with that person and they say, that person is too young or too old, that probably means that person is too young or too old. I think your friends have a better grasp because you might be all goo-goo and whatnot. But if they think that, then that person is too young or too old. And then finally, the Tash or Tosh principle, which is expectations management. If somebody who is 35 dating somebody who is 20 is going to come into a relationship with very different unspoken expectations than the person who is 20, most likely, those expectations are not going to match up and it's going to lead to strife down the road. Therefore, you should always be aware of what your expectations are going into a relationship like that, because otherwise you will end up with problems. Those are my thoughts on age dating. You're welcome. Just one, two more things before we get going into our music today. First off, Zion is here. He's everything we wanted. 18 or 17 straight points in like 3 minutes in his debut. Unbelievable. So I thought of this first, but I also heard it on, I believe, the Ryan Russillo show on The Ringer. Shout out to Bill Simmons if you want to hire me. Or if you want Spotify to buy me for $200 million, I am for sale. Yeah, that's all true. But anyway, this point that they were making that I had thought of already is that He made four threes. He's not gonna. That's not why he's here. He's not gonna make four threes very much, and you don't really need him to. So, I don't actually know if it says anything that the threes were going in. I don't think it says anything actually, but it's still really encouraging to see him attack. But tonight, 15 and 7, 15 and 6, another really solid performance. He's good. He's really good. I think he's living up to the hype so far. It's very exciting, and he's doing it in limited minutes. He is just such a thick boy. It's crazy how he moves around. I truly don't understand it. He's like 300 pounds, and it's unbelievable how he flies. The aerodynamics just don't make sense. I'm not a scientist, but Mikey, are you a scientist? He's not a scientist either. He got a degree from Cornell Law School, though, which is very exciting. So, I don't know how that happens. It's crazy. And then our other big sporting thing is, do you know what's coming up on Sunday at 7 o'clock? Not 6 o'clock because I don't watch the pre-show. The Royal Rumble. The single best sporting event, or at least wrestling event of the year. It's so exciting. If you don't watch professional wrestling, then you are like most people who I know, and by most people, I mean all people, because I know no people who watch professional wrestling aside from myself. But it is so much fun. Do yourself a favor. Go out there. Watch some of that pro wrestling. Some of that good. You will very much enjoy yourself. The Royal Rumble's the best sporting event of the year. It's so exciting. It sets the table for the entire calendar of WWE. Who knows who's going to win, Roman Reigns. But it's just so exciting. 30 men enter, only one win. 30 women enter, only one can win. Yeah, I am so pumped for that. But anyway, this was a longer one. I'm hoping to get them even longer. For all you who wanted more Tali and less music, I'm here for you. I want that as well. The email, if you want to reach in, you want to complain, you have something for me to talk about on your complaint corner, you have a short story for me to read on this very radio show, I will do that if you send it in. Anything at all. Just, you want to tell me how much you love me, send it in to thevoid4am@gmail.com. That's thevoid 4am@gmail.com. Now we are quickly approaching the time for music. Thank you for sticking around. I will see you guys later. I said, girl, why you keep calling? I said, girl, why you keep calling? Yeah. She said, I need a new whip. Yeah. Cause I know that you're still balling. She just wanna go back to the future. So I brought that girl a DeLorean. 21 minutes until I gotta go. So I told that girl, I'm gonna slaughter it. A man in the crowd on the floor. Out of town, never saw her before. Told her, baby, we don't got that long. Listen, this not my city show, but I treat it like my city show. 20 more minutes until I'm on. 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 Yeah, I am not slow. Niggas, you want me, cause I got the dope. Pass that girl right on my friend, give me cold. He passed me her friend, so they switching roles. I hit it fast, yeah, I hit it slow. Bye-bye the morning, girl, I gotta go. Gotta get ready, tonight is my show. If you okay, you might help in my show. Got partners right under my nose. Eat Max, I got all the dough. Max, I got all the dough. Changing my style, cause I got every flow. Got every girl, ain't no top in my home. I understand that it's your girlfriend, bro. But you know I gotta keep her close. I'll be a legs and I keep her close. Living life on the edge, on a tightrope. I am so clean, I might start moving slow. Driving Uvari, I don't need to know. Try the Bugatti like it's a bubble. I had your girl and you already know. Don't really like her, we friends for the most. Cube in the truck, got all of my chill. Don't leave a crumb, got the bread in your toast. If you're not touching my gun, got no host. I put a coat on the top of my coat. Only 20 minutes before the show. I met that girl and I bet my show. Left her man in the crowd on the floor. Out of town, never saw her before. Told her, baby, we don't got that long. Listen, this not my city show, but I treat it like my city show. 20 more minutes until I'm on. 20 more minutes until I'm on. 20 more minutes until I'm on.
cause I got the dope. Pass that girl right on my friend, give it go. He passed me her friend, so they switching roles. Damn, I just started it. Man, I just started it. Damn, I got pins when I bother me. Don't got enough just to honor me. I'm on that tree like an ottoman. Money so long like a cardigan. You lied to me, wasn't sorry then. On the weekend, you was partying. It was just me, it was targeting. Jumping the Porsche on my target. Jumping the lamb, I ain't pocketing. Ice is so cold, I snowboarding it. Go to my show, they applaud me in. She called my phone with emergency. She called my phone with that urgency. I said, girl, why you keep calling? I said, girl, why you keep calling? Yeah. She said, I need a new whip. Yeah. Cause I know that you still ballin'. She just wanna go back to the future, so I brought that girl a DeLorean. 21 minutes until I got go, so I told that girl, I'm gonna slaughter it. Left her man in the crowd on the floor. Out of town, never saw her before. Told her, baby, we don't got that long. Listen, this not my city show, but I treat it like my city show. 20 more minutes until I'm on. 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 Niggas, you want me cause I got the dope. Pass that girl right on my friend, give it go. He passed me her friend, so they switching roles. Yeah.
It's amazing, I'm the reason everybody fired up this evening. I'm exhausted, barely breathing, holding on to what I believe. And no matter what, you'll never take that from me. My rain is as far as your eyes can see. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing. I'm a monster, I'm a killer, I know I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm a problem that'll never ever be solved. And no matter what, you'll never take that from me. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing. I'm a monster, I'm a maven. I know this world is changing. Never gave in, never gave up. I'm the only thing I'm afraid of. No matter what, you'll never take that from me. My rain is as far as your eyes can see. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing. It's amazing, so amazing, so amazing. So amazing, it's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing, it's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing, it's amazing.
gon' die. You gon' die. What it mean? Yeah, what it mean? I'm on side, pop out game with the team. What it mean? We all lit, that's on game, that's on me. Murder, murder, slag, chop a big and blow your back. Hanging with them slags, we tow gas. You get whacked, that's on gang and that's all facts. We shoot 223s, we'll take your life. We all with the gang, you know we gon' slide. We all with them bees, all up in a high. You talk down on me, you gon' die. We a different kind, and we be on different time. Rockin' number 9, jeans and I be so fly. We from different sides, I'ma up that vibe. Talking all that took, knowing the gang, you gon' die. Yeah, you gon' die. Yeah, you gon' die. You gon' die. Yeah, what it mean? Yeah, what it mean? I'm outside, pop out game with the team. What it mean? We all lit, that's on gang, that's on me. Yeah, murder, murder, slag, chop a big and blow your back. Hanging with the slags, we tow gas. You get whacked, that's on gang and that's all facts.
Let's go, let's go. Have you ever seen a die? Yeah. When I did, went home and smoked the blunt. No, didn't cry.
Let's go.
Don't different side, switching sides. In the whip with a side, finna get my ride. Be talking about gang, be on lame, they never bang. Look at a pick right now and a pick back then. It's not the same pick, I'm with the same clip. I'm with Trippy Red, yeah. Boy, you with him, she scared. A lot of like to play with they life. The last dude, my clip, he dead. I had to.
Yeah, you gon' die. Yeah, you gon' die. You gon' die. Yeah, what it mean? Yeah, what it mean? I'm outside, pop out game with the team. What it mean? We all lit, that's on game, that's on me. Yeah, murder, murder, slag, chop a big and blow your back. Hanging with them slags, we tow gas. You get whacked, that's on gang and that's all facts.
Dirty work, do the deed in a dash. Ditch him. I'll land a hammer that's stuck in a fist and gun position. We run a brand where the structure's the number one commitment. It's all a joke between monk attractions and coffin fitted. So we disappear in the smoke like we're magicians.
No hocus pocus, you simple suckers deserve the notice. Top of the morning, my fist to your face is Folgers.
We might be giants, standing on little dandy shoulders.
You perfect proverbial pansy panty holders. I Jake the snake em, DDT em in mausoleums. Macabre massacres, killing stuff in my coliseum.
They all actors, giving top and back of a BM. I fall back if your casting calls an ending in sin. Come on. I'm the foulest, no need for any evaluations. I'm a foulest, Johnson and Jimmy spraying faces. Any card of the sacred will get to face it. Like any time a murder gets replacing. Face it, the fellows at the top are likely rapists. But you like mellow out, man, just relax. It's really not that complicated. Well, part of me, I guess I'm just insane as you explain it. Or maybe sanctifying
the sadistic is deranged.
This run the juices, murder, mayhem, melodic music. Psychotic use it to lose it. Junkies simply abuse it. That's worth the fill up. See more Hoffman, I'm pushing coffin. I probably smell like a pound when they put me in a coffin. The gates of hell, I'm pugnaciously pacing, waiting. I give a f if I'm late. Tell Satan, be patient. But I ain't here for durations. I'm just taking vacations. And tell them, f them, I never loved them in salutations.
If it wasn't for Wayne, it wouldn't be.
Got it, new boo.
Got it, new boo, new subject, new paper, new class, new school, new buddies, new haters, new boobs, much later, too soon, too bad, too cool, too hot, too lit, too high, too move, two eyes, too view, but too blind, too bloom, who lied to you, two middle fingers that's up high, to whom it may consume, kaboom, goddamn, who knew that I am the guru with voodoo that sued you, the high hand with shooters that shoot through the iron man and see through the common, and I hear a diamond, I turn a goddamn into a god's plan, go over the diagram and get to the job, man, watch for the spy cam, sit back and watch and do not watch it, watch him. Give me some time, man. I am the bomb, man. I am gonna swim till I come out on dry land or on a frying pan. No, we did not land. No Plymouth Rock, but it landed on island. Now I'm just buying land. Back to the block where they got more rock fans than a f***ing rock band. Under a rock, man. We need but rock, man. I do what I can to keep it solid as a, you know what I'm saying, with some rock plan.
You tatted your face and changed the culture.
You changed.
You screamed Su-Wu and them gangsters loved you.
Yeah, yeah.
You bought a Bugatti so you could flex. And most of the bad bitches
is. I started this, you just part of this. I'm the heart of this, and the heart doesn't skip. Take the heart of your, cause like Bart, you a simp, and your water don't drip, so your gardening, you just counting the money. I'm drowning in money, like what the f is the life garden is. I go Mars in this, watch me orbiting for the art of this. Andy Warhol and go retarded this. You go sweet tangy, I go tartar in it. I'm a barfing it, I'm a marfing it. You a orphan lip. If I taught you some, that's like Harvard lip. You ain't talking about shit, but you suffered it. Walking like you talking, now you walking this. I go Marvel moving, you on some marvelous. In the spotlight too long, should be darker than this. Is the Carter lip.
You tatted your face and changed the culture.
You changed.
You scream Su-Wu and them gangsters love you. So you can flex. And most of the bad bitches
is. I started this, they borrowed this. I thought of this, they thought it was it. I'm dogging it, they barking, they sit. Put a in that. Which drawer to look in? I brought in this. The starters get benched, the artists get sent, then targets get hit. $1 billion smile. I sell myself short if I grin. I'm bargaining then. Apartments and shit, I could park in this. In a foreign car that I could talk to. With a cultural bitch I can talk to. About the culture and how I altered this. Tattoo Su-Wu, Bugatti, Nubu. Tattoo Su-Wu, Bugatti, Nubu. Tattoo Su-Wu, Bugatti, Nubu. All of that just a cut of the.
You
changed. Su-Wu. Bugatti Nubu. Tattoo Su-Wu. Bugatti Nubu. Tattoo Su-Wu. Bugatti Nubu. Don't you.
If it wasn't for Wayne, it wouldn't be.
They might think they've got a pretty good jump shot or a pretty good flow. But our kids can't all aspire to be LeBron or Lil Wayne.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this, madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made.
made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep, peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had are through, through. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Slow mo. When the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super goo. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
What's up, everybody? Just a quick PSA for you. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. So, be careful on ladders, guys. We will now be transitioning in from the trap part of our evening into the non-trap part of our evening. Enjoy it. These only come around once every so often. Here we go.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been The Void. I will see you again next week.
Such a scum, that's why you always fucking run. Went to London, finally had the funds. Felt like I was always on a run. I move fast anyway, but I love you any day.